Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm so blessed to be able to have this time with you to study God's Word. I know that I personally am so blessed as I go through God's Word like this, verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept, and sometimes even word by word to gain as much as I can about what God has to say to me. And I know He'll do the same for you. He's no respecter of persons. And so if we just go to Him in prayer and ask the Lord to bless us as we study His Word, He'll do so. So let's go to Him now and pray and ask the Lord to help us today. Heavenly Father, we bless You again as we begin this study, knowing that You have a lot to say to us, especially during this time of the crucifixion of Your Son. Lord, I'm just so grateful that You love us so much. That Jesus died for our sins, and all we have to do is believe and trust in You as our Savior and Lord, and You'll forgive us of our sins and grant us everlasting life. And that's a joy today as we think about that, Lord. We ask You by Your Holy Spirit to indeed teach us and guide us into all truth. And Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth as well, we ask. Lord, we bless You again today. Thank You for Your Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Delivered to be Crucified. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 16. The apostle John wrote, after appealing to the Jewish leaders and people to behold Jesus, Pilate sought to release Him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover in about the sixth hour. And he said unto the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." And in chapter 19 of verse 16 of his book, John shared, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified," where we read, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away." The verse reads, "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified." John began with the words, "Then delivered he him," which means at that time Pilate gave over and committed Jesus therefore unto them, or then, wherefore, consequently, and on this account, to the Roman officers to be crucified, which means to be palisade, driven down with a stake and impaled upon a cross. John shared how Pilate committed Jesus to the Roman officers to crucify him. The verse continues, "And they took Jesus and led him away." John added the words, "And they took Jesus," or, "and the Roman officers carried and brought the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah is salvation, and led him away," which means "and brought and carried Jesus away." John shared how the Roman officers lay hold of Jesus and took him away. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Pilate finally consented to the demands of the Jewish leaders and people. He committed Jesus to the Roman officers who were to carry out his crucifixion, and the plan and purpose of God to provide salvation to mankind was nearly complete. Jesus was committed to the cross because he was to die for the sins of the whole world, and every person who yields their life to him will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life with God in heaven. Though these Roman officers thought themselves to be carrying out their duty, and the Jewish leaders and the people who wanted Jesus to be crucified appeared to be getting their way, God was the one that sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross, so every person would have an opportunity to know him as their personal Savior and Lord. Let all who consider these things surrender their lives to the one who has died in their place, Jesus. Next time, John shares how Jesus, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.